Sunday, August 24th. OMG, I was so angry at Mackenzie. I wanted to scream. Victoria sent Mackenzie and me to pick up complimentary theater tickets for her. On our way back to the hotel, we saw some young people standing in a long line outside a building with a uniformed attendant monitoring the door. Mackenzie stopped, stared, and gasped. OMG, this is obviously one of those trendy French designer pop-up boutiques. I've read about them in the latest fashion magazines, she squealed. Nikki, we need to get in line. Hurry. What's a pop-up boutique? I asked. It's a temporary store that sells designer clothing, but they're only open for a week or two. Sometimes you have to buy a ticket to shop. Some stores only admit people who have a very chic vibe. Or as the French say, je ne sais quoi. Like moi, Mackenzie said, applying her lip gloss. It sounds super snobby if you ask me, I said. Well, no one is asking you. And besides, it's not snobby. It's just highly exclusive. So, Nikki, if they refuse to let you into the building because you're dressed like your grandma, you'll have to just wait outside until I get back, okay? Newsflash, my dress was très chic and brand new. Maybe this place was one of those pop-up thingies, but personally, I didn't think it was a good idea for us to wander into random buildings just because there was a long line of people waiting to go inside. Mackenzie purchased two tickets for us. Then we entered a small room that contained a steep, descending spiral staircase. We nervously clutched the handrail as we clambered down five flights. At the bottom was a door that opened into a passageway. It felt like we were in a dimly lit, underground dungeon. Just great! The first thing I noticed was a thick, musty smell. It was also dark, damp, chilly, and very quiet. Even though we had waited in line with other people, we seemed to be alone. Mackenzie was a little frazzled, but still insisted all this was a pop-up shop. Nikki, the mood is everything. My guess is that they sell a lot of black clothing here, she said. We followed the long, dark passageway and continued our descent. Finally, we came to a heavy door. We opened it and entered an underground tunnel. As our eyes slowly adjusted to the dimness, we were not prepared for what we saw. OMG, we were totally surrounded by human bones. I didn't want to believe they were real. Skulls and bones were neatly stacked from floor to ceiling and lined the walls of the corridors. Mackenzie was freaking out. I don't understand, she stammered. Where's the designer clothing? And where are the salespeople? There's no music or even snacks. This is a really cruddy pop-up boutique. I deserve a full refund. Mackenzie and I took a closer look at the wall of skulls and bones. Calling it creepy was an understatement. I never saw any sales or management people. But all the people I did see were most definitely dead. I couldn't believe what Mackenzie did next. She took out her cell phone along with a brochure she had been given at the door. I'm calling management. I'm requesting a full refund, she said as she angrily dialed a number. She checked her phone signal and tried unsuccessfully to dial a second time. Then she started to panic. OMG! I'm not getting a cell phone signal in here, she shrieked. I checked my phone and discovered that I didn't have a signal either. Yikes! Where were we? And how were we going to get out of here? That's when I asked Mackenzie if I could see her brochure. It said, Welcome to the Catacombs of Paris, the Labyrinth of the Dead. Finally, everything made sense. Nikki, now is not the time to catch up on your reading. We need to get out of here. This humidity is murdering my hair. I'm going to try to find a phone signal, Mackenzie yelled. I began to read the brochure and, OMG, it stated that this place is basically an underground labyrinth that contains the remains of more than 6 million people. Wow, that's incredible. The underground tunnels were originally part of a series of stone quarries or mines built under the city of Paris. But when the city's cemeteries became severely overcrowded and burial space became scarce, a decision was made in the 1780s to move the remains of dead Parisians to the underground mines, which became known as ossuaries. An ossuary is a chest, box, chamber, room, or building serving as the final resting place of human skeletal remains. I had no idea collecting human bones was a thing, but it gets even weirder. In the early years, the catacombs were basically just huge piles of random bones. But in 1810, renovations began that transformed the place into a museum of sorts, containing bone-chilling works of art. It took 12 long years to move all the bodies and bones from the cemeteries of Paris to their current resting place under the city. The underground corridors are massive, dark, and filled with skeletons. Skulls and femurs are stacked into intricate patterns to create walls of bones. There are 131 steps down to enter the catacombs and 112 steps up to exit. The catacombs were fascinating and definitely more interesting than a pop-up boutique. Until I realized my life was in danger. There's a famous legend that after midnight, the walls of the catacombs call to visitors, luring them deeper into the tunnels, never to return. That's when I decided it was time to finish this tour and fast. Sorry, but I did not want to hang around this place any longer. It was time to go. I looked for Mackenzie, but she had disappeared into thin air. When I called her name, she didn't answer. I didn't have a choice but to go deeper into the catacombs to try to find her. I felt like I had walked forever when suddenly I heard creepy footsteps and raspy breathing. Getting closer and closer and closer. I panicked and anxiously peered into the darkness as I cautiously took a step backwards, hopefully away from the sound and any possible zombies. I had taken a second step and then a third step when smack! In our quest to avoid the undead, Mackenzie and I had unknowingly bumped into each other. Oops! We both let out blood-curdling screams that would have woken the dead. Ah! OMG, Mackenzie and I pretty much ran through the rest of the catacombs, and we didn't stop until we climbed the 112 steps up the spiral staircase to get out of there. When we finally made it back to the street, I was shocked when Mackenzie gave me a big hug. Nikki, I know we're frenemies, but thank you for saving my life. We could have been lost in that place forever. Today I learned two very important things. You are a really nice person, and that was the worst pop-up shop ever. I was about to tell Mackenzie we had just visited the Paris catacombs, a popular destination, and we were never actually in any real danger. But then I thought, nah, why bother? I kind of like this new Mackenzie. Maybe I can be friends with this girl.